Oh, it's great. It's been a crazy 24 hours, but yeah, excited to be here.
And you come into a place where you may be able to make an impact too.
Yeah, we'll see. I have no idea what my role is going to be, but just here today, my head's swimming a little bit, trying to get caught up. But fortunately, there's a lot of carryover, and yeah, we'll see. We'll see where it takes me.
The coaches were talking about the good thing is you're in shape. You kind of in the thing, but you know, to get into a new system and
yeah,
to work with new guys, how tough would that be? The whole chemistry part.
Yeah, I mean, fortunately, I've played a lot of football, so you know, X's and O's don't change too much based off of what team you go to, but terminology does. And so I've got to learn all the terminology, and so I'll be swimming there, and it'll be a challenge for me to get caught up to speed.
So. You've been released before, but how big of an emotional swing to get released and not know what, you know, what your next move will be, and then not only to find a new home, but at home,
yeah,
how big is that?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. It was crazy. I mean, you never want to get that phone call. And when you get the call from the guy that you know is the guy that calls you, you're like, oh, why are you calling, man? And so, you know, that's not a good feeling. And but there's 24 hours there that I sat at home with the wife and kids and tried to enjoy a little family time and not stress too much. And then got the call that Denver was interested. And we were on pins and needles waiting to find out if it was going to go through.
How excited are you to be reunited with Rick Dennison, your first line coach?
Yeah, it's always good to have some familiarity. I've been very fortunate in all my stops. I've really been around people I know. I was with the same offensive coaching staff really for probably, I don't know, 5 or 6 out of my 8 years. And fortunately for me, I get to come back to some more faces that I know, and that helps with the transition.
When did the Broncos reach out to you, and what was that kind of conversation like?
Yeah, it really all happened last night, and so it was quick, and but all happened in a short amount of time.
How fired up did all the Colorado family get?
Oh, everybody's excited. I mean, I think my Facebook's going out of control right now, I'm sure. And I just looked at my phone and had about 100 text messages. So, yeah, it's good to be back home.
How nice is it to come to a contender and also a team that might need your help starting role down the road possibly?
Yeah, I'm just taking it one day at a time, and I'm grateful to be here. But the contender part is certainly nice. And I have no idea what the status of this team is other than they're 3-0, and that's better than 0-3.
When you were coming out of college, did you have dreams of playing for the Broncos, your hometown team, saying, of course, you don't have any choice, but you're saying it'd be nice to get picked up by the Broncos?
Yeah, of course, and fortunately I was able to do that for my first couple of years, and it's great to be back here on the tail end of that. So.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks, Kyle.